thought Oreo was trying to use the litter box, but it just had an accident on the couch. Gross.
Yuck. That is really gross. I hope you'll keep teaching him not to do that, though. Good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for tuning in. When you mess up and break the rules at home, your parents don't just get rid of you, right? They love you, so they help you learn how to obey the rules better. It's the same with being a Christian, too. You're not perfect, and you'll still disobey God's commands sometimes, but He's not going to throw you away just because you messed up. He forgives you every time, and He'll help you learn to follow Him better, just like it says in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Our story today is called, We All Make Mistakes. You got us a rabbit? Mason shrieked with joy. Yep, Dad said. And he's going to live in the house, not out back in a cage. Really? Zach jumped up and down. That's so cool. Check out the bathroom, Mom said. I put his cage in there and a litter tray. I read online how we can train him to go only in the litter box like a cat. That's why I agreed to this. The three kids ran into the bathroom to check out the rabbit's new digs. He's so cute and fluffy, Jocelyn said as she came out holding the rabbit. Can we call him Oreo? He looks like a cookie with his black fur and white flecks. Fine with me, Zach said, and everyone else agreed. It didn't take long for Oreo to get accustomed to using the litter box. Once Mom was sure he was fully trained, Oreo was allowed to explore more and more of the house. Soon enough, he had complete freedom to roam the whole first floor, until a few weeks later. Oreo just had an accident on the couch, Jocelyn yelled, grabbing the rabbit and running him to his litter box. Dumb rabbit, Mason said, heartbroken. Now we're going to have to get rid of him. No, we're not, Dad said. He's a rabbit. He was created to live outdoors. We're not going to give him away just because he was doing what rabbits do. We'll just have to restrict where he can go in the house from now on. We're not going to get rid of him just because he made a mistake, Mom added. He's our rabbit, and we're going to help him learn how to use the litter box. You know, we aren't perfect either. We make mistakes and we sin. But Jesus won't abandon us when we mess up. He'll always love us and help us walk in His light. When we admit our sins to Him, He forgives us. Mason went and got Oreo. I'm sorry I said you were dumb, he said, hugging the furry bunny. You're a part of our family now, and I'll love you forever, no matter what. So how about you? Do you ever worry that Jesus won't love you anymore if you sin? That will never happen. We all make mistakes and do sinful things, but Jesus will always love us and forgive us. We're part of His family, and He won't ever abandon us. Trust Him to forgive you when you sin and to teach you to walk in His light. Our key verse is 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
And our key thought today, Jesus always forgives our sins. Grab a safe and easy tool to learn about Jesus wherever you go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's got a full audio Bible and a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. With its simple design, it's easy for kids to use. Plus, you won't have to download anything because it doesn't use the internet. And when you purchase a Storyteller, you'll provide the opportunity for someone else around the world to hear the gospel with a storyteller of their own. Get one today at keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.